You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, Tuesday. What's up? Welcome in Grant and Danny on the Fan. It's June 28th, 2022. We are with you until 6:30 tonight in Nats pregame. Got a nice show plan, including talking to an attorney who's sharp when it comes to subpoenas. Nima Romani is going to stop by the show at 3 o'clock. We're going to ask him about what's going on with Dan Snyder not accepting a subpoena. What's next? Where does this go? He's an expert. He's an adult. He can answer questions that Danny and I can't. That's at 3 and 57 minutes. Danny, we are steamrolling toward the Independence Day weekend. Cookouts abound.
That's right.
And we are celebrating, getting closer and closer to July 4th today with a watermelon challenge for the ages on Grant and Danny.
And Ryan proposed it. That's what's beautiful about this, is Ryan comes up with the idea and we go, okay, challenge accepted. And of course the usual disclaimers apply. Like, we're, you know, it's like, you're not allergic to watermelon. You're not going to have to go to the hospital, et cetera. But our very own Ryan Clary is sitting in Susu's studio with us with a big ass watermelon. That's twice the size of his head. He's got a pretty big head, if I can say that. You've got a substantial dome. This is two Ryan heads of a watermelon that Grant picked up from the watermelon store. I don't know where they sell watermelon, but it's enormous. And Ryan's got 30 minutes to eat this particular watermelon. How are you feeling? Oh, go ahead, Grant.
I'm going to post a picture right now so people can see the size of this watermelon to scale. It's a massive watermelon. I went to Food Lion today. And I had the choice of seedless watermelon, which is kind of shaped like a baseball, or seeded watermelon, which is shaped like a football. One is very long, not quite as girthy, if I may, as the seedless watermelon, which is more of a circle. But I decided to go with the seeded watermelon.
That's heavy.
Which was what Ryan claimed. Find the biggest watermelon you can. I'll eat that watermelon till kingdom come.
What's your poundage on that bad boy, do you think?
I don't know. They, in the box, said they were $6. They didn't cost $6. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it must have been a per pound situation. So we got two watermelons. It cost a little more than $20 for said watermelons. That was with the two bags that both cost $1 to carry them in out of Food Lion.
Okay.
And it was, I mean, that was a workout. Like, I was doing arm workout up the steps. This was an elevator, not a step stage.
Well, you always have us do that at our workouts, man. You put it on the whiteboard.
So I went to Food Lion. I picked up the first watermelon. It was super heavy.
Yeah,
and I was like, I have to carry two of these. How am I going to do this? And so I couldn't go back into this deep box to get a second one because I need both hands, and I'm holding the other watermelon. So I had to go set it down on the apple cart in the grocery section, you know, where all the apples are. I set that down. I go over and pick up another one. And then I have to kind of jimmy them both under my arms and go find a couple bags. And it's quite an ordeal to get these watermelons today.
You're walking around like Max Scherzer after strikeout.
Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Clary joins us in studio.
How we doing, guys?
So what is it about watermelon that you just decided you were going to start screaming that you eat more than anyone, faster than anyone, and you love it so much?
Well, first off, I just love watermelon. Like, everyone should love watermelon, especially in the summer. It's just refreshing. It tastes good. Everything is just great when you're eating a watermelon. Life's good. And so I just eat a lot of watermelon in general. So I was like, I think I can pummel a whole watermelon in like 30 minutes. I think you guys first said an hour, and then I said, no, I can do it in 30 minutes.
Yeah, we were going to give you an hour, and you found out the world record was like 15 minutes, which you claimed you could do.
You could beat that.
Now, that was impossible, right? Because this is a professional eater who does this in a very short time, and you're not that. So we said, why don't we double the time? We'll give you 30 minutes to eat an entire watermelon. Now, for the record, I think we're all in agreement, and that's me and Danny and Darius and everyone else who's walked in and out of the studio in the last hour and seen the size of these watermelons, that unequivocally and without trepidation, there is no chance he's going to finish this watermelon in the next 30 minutes.
I think there's a non-zero percent, but it's not a very big number. Like, again, world champion eaters do that. with all due respect to our Ryan, even though he, you know, sometimes he'll eat two meals, he'll lie to his mother and go home and eat something and then kind of force feed whatever she makes for him out of like love and tenderness and care. But he's not a world champion eater. He's just a regular guy that eats a lot of watermelon. 30 minutes is not that long of a time to pummel a watermelon that big. I think he's got a legit shot at the two watermelon in 4.5 hours, though, before the end of the show. I really do think he has a chance at that. I think that's hard, but I think that's more doable than the speed record. Speed is really, really tough.
So a lot of people have echoed those sentiments, Danny. The masses who were watching our pre-event interview on Instagram Live, Grant H. Paulson, those folks were saying, no way you can do this in 30 minutes on one watermelon. But that's only the first challenge.
Yeah.
Even if you lose that challenge, you're fine. You have 4.5 to finish that watermelon, whatever's left of it, and then eat a second. So let's get into the semantics and specifics, I guess, of how this is going to go down. So how we've got a huge watermelon here. You brought in a cutting board and a knife.
Yep.
You're going to cut it however you want to and tell us when you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to start eating and we'll start the clock?
Exactly. I'm just going to cut it into 4 big pieces. And then I'll just go at it.
All right, so you can start cutting. Yeah, if you
please
like,
be right? Super careful cutting. Yeah, that's what I'm freaked out about.
Yeah. What's the play-by-play? What is your mindset as you're cutting? Where's your knife, first of all?
It's a giant Crocodile Dundee knife in his right hand.
So there should definitely be an adult cutting this, right? Not him?
Yeah, it's moving around on the cutting board. I'm very uncomfortable about that.
I cut watermelon.
First of all, the way he's cutting is also...
Yeah, the watermelon's like jiggling around, and he's sawing it. Oh, I'm so worried about this.
We were worried that he was going to have a hard time eating and pass out. This could actually all just end with this giant knife right now.
Like, imagine our bit if he just, like, slices his finger. You know what I mean? Like,
blood everywhere.
And we're like, we have nothing else planned today. We literally, this is our show prep.
This was it. This was the whole program. Wow, look at that watermelon.
Oh, it looks great.
That's luscious. It looks crispy.
That's a picnic worth right there.
Deep red. What do you think of the looks of it?
This is a nice watermelon.
You just sliced it right in half. You're looking at it.
I'm telling you, it's a great watermelon. This looks amazing. I can't wait.
A lot of seeds. I'm going to take another photo. Again, I'm chronicling all of this. You can go to @GrantHPaulson on Twitter right now.
Where are you going with the seeds, guy? Are you going to go, you're going to take your bite and go seed into the trash can? Are you going to spit them? Are you going to pinch them? What are you going to do?
You know, we were actually talking about getting a cup, maybe, and I just spit those in there, but I think I could just do the trash can.
Well, you got a trash can right over there?
It's right here. It's right next to him.
Why don't we do that?
I'm prepared.
An easy way to do that.
All right, so let me cut this into 4 pieces now. I already have it in 2. So
he's taken a giant watermelon, and it's now just been cut in half. He is now cutting each of those half watermelons into quarters.
So now it's like he didn't go... Width-wise, he went lengthwise. So
which
they're
I would
like
have
big,
gone width-wise.
I would have too. They're big canoes now.
Yes, giant canoe. Look at that big sheet of watermelon. He's scooping with his knife. By the way, against his palm.
I mean, I'm just so afraid of the
cutting.
Which
is hilarious.
It's the cutting that I can't handle.
I don't know why you guys are.
You
afraid
almost
of the
stabbed
cutting.
Yourself just
no,
now.
No, I did not.
You moved the mic with your left hand, and the knife was pointed straight up in the air.
We needed, you know what we needed?
Knife safety.
Mrs. Clary to come.
Seriously.
Cut and prepare his watermelon for him, because we know he's not used to preparing any of his own food
well,
at
that's
home.
True.
Okay, so now he is sawing the last big block, half watermelon, into... By the way, that's actually a genius way of cutting it that he's done. Now, I guess, are you going to cut it again into, now, halves, so that they're each blocks? Or are you holding this like a big boat? In front of your
mouth.
Do
you want quarters or are you just going to go halves?
I'm just going to go quarters. Well, this is quarters.
Oh, those are quarters. I meant eighths. I said the wrong thing.
Yeah. So I'm just going to go quarters and I'm just going to go right across.
I got to be honest. Like now seeing the way that he cut it, I'm feeling a little better about this 30-minute challenge.
Okay. See? There's no chance. There's so much watermelon.
There is a chance.
All right. Let me take a picture before you start of what these boats look like so people can see this.
Yeah. I'll start the clock officially when we say.
I want you to hold one in front of you right now. Like hold one up in front of your mouth for scale. Okay, and then I got to get these other 3.
They look so delicious, by the way. Imagine being Linnell and not liking that. That's just unbelievable.
Him talking about how gross watermelon is infuriating.
I mean, he ran it down, and not even, hey, I prefer other things. Like, he was upset at the idea that someone might enjoy watermelon today.
By the way, this
what was that
watermelon
about?
Smells incredible.
Yeah. It's the best. It's one of the great smells. It's one of the great smells. It's not up there with like a baked cookie or a muffin or a banana bread. But it's short of baked goods, as natural smells go, it's a pantheon smell.
So I still have no confidence whatsoever he's going to do it. I'm going to say percentage chance that you eat all that watermelon in 30 minutes is about 4%. No, I'm going to go lower. 2% is what I'm going to say.
It's about 5% for me.
Darius,
I think he's got a legitimate shot.
What kind of shot are you giving him to do this?
I think I think there's a 50% chance that he's going to do this now.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, those cuts have really swayed me now. I think those are good-looking cuts that he can mow right through.
But the watermelon is the same.
I have confidence in Ryan's technique. I think he really knows what he's doing here.
See? All right, I just posted a picture so you can see all the watermelon in front of this guy right now at Grant H. Paulson. We have a real radio show we're going to be doing today as well.
Yes, of course.
So here's how we're going to do this then. We're going to start the clock here in a moment, and you'll start eating.
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of say whatever you want whenever you need to into the microphone. Be our guest. He'll have 30 minutes right around 2:33 or so. In our next segment, the clock is going to expire, and we will check to see if you succeeded in your first mission.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of how much watermelon is left, the next mission then begins, and you got the rest of the show to try to finish Watermelon 1, eat Watermelon 2. Did you use the smaller watermelon for this mission? They were both massive, but one of them slightly smaller in terms of girth.
Yes, I did use a slightly smaller one. So I think I'm giving myself the best chance to win here.
We're all rooting for you.
Thank you.
All right, Danny, would you like to count him down?
Ryan, are you ready?
I am ready.
Judges, are you ready?
We are ready.
3, 2, 1, eat the watermelon.
Well, first of all, he's going at way too fast of a pace. He immediately took 6 bites initially as if every second matters. Does every second matter? I think 30 minutes is enough time. This is a SAT test, isn't it?
He looks like Pennywise the clown after a victim right now with his face. I mean, it's so red.
It's very red.
He put his whole face in there.
There's already more dripping water. Like, it's grosser than I anticipated it being. Because he is eating a lot of watermelon fast.
Yeah.
But are you swallowing a bunch of seeds?
Yeah.
This is grosser than I anticipated.
Keep in mind, this is not the challenge for you because you can't handle food on people's faces.
Yeah.
You won't allow your toddlers to eat baby food in your presence.
I'm going to gag looking at him. He looks disgusting.
So keep your eyes on me. I got the Instagram live going at Humorous Danny.
But can I just explain to people that he is biting these giant bites, so there's no room left in his mouth other than the watermelon he's bit into. But there's like... I can't look at him.
Can we get a paper towel? Because you do have some seeds and snot coming out of your right nostril.
I'm serious. I'm regretting this.
I have no time. I got to start going.
You got time. You're at 1 minute now.
But why is he eating? Remember, we have this trash can for the seeds. You haven't spit once. You've eaten 50 seeds already.
Seeds actually aren't that bad.
Oh, my God.
Can you just eat hundreds of watermelon seeds with no repercussions?
Now, I was told as a kid that it meant a watermelon would grow inside you. I don't know if that's true.
I don't think it is either. This isn't like a Johnny Appleseed situation. But what I'm saying is he's about to consume an entire watermelon. There is hundreds of black seeds in this thing.
Yeah, we're at 90 seconds
here. If he eats all of those, that's just fine?
I feel like it's not.
I think he should be spitting out some seeds.
Well, he's also drooling a lot of the juice on the floor. And I don't know what the policy is
there. I need you to stop talking about how gross it is. Because I'm serious. I have to go into a different room.
Well, I'm trying to tell people what's happening.
I know, but just tell the people it's disgusting. Visibly, it's awful to look at.
Okay, so again, you focus on me. You burn a hole in me right now.
Whatever that is. You guys think? By the way, Joey Chestnut for this reason.
I'm telling you all right now, this is not a bit. Grant cannot handle this.
When my kids eat, we don't do the, let's just rub a cupcake all over our face. It's 1 year old today. No. We don't do that game.
You need to eat in neat, orderly fashion. No food outside of the mouth.
If there's a kid in my kitchen who's my child, who's eating something with stuff all over its face, that's not cute, we're wiping that face immediately.
We're at 225 or 230, and Ryan is about, I would say, 50%, 60% through the first quarter of the watermelon.
The first of 4 giant canoes worth of watermelon.
So at this pace, he'll eat 2 watermelons in 30 minutes.
Right. Can I, Ryan, by the way, real quick, on mic.
Yes.
I hate to slow you down, but I do have a quick question. You're doing this new strategy where you're like, sucking on the watermelon and like sucking water out or something?
No, I'm sucking the seeds out and it's working just fine. Look how many seeds I've gotten rid of.
A lot of seeds.
A lot of seeds gone now. I think that's the strategy. You're going to hear a lot of sucking, a lot in the slurp, and it's going to be bad. But it'll be all right because I'm going to get it done. So far, this watermelon's amazing.
Can we please keep that audio for something?
Or don't. Or just never play it ever again.
What are you going to hear?
All right, so Ryan is now 3 minutes and 20 seconds in. We'll check back in on him in a second.
It's very distracting. I know we have a show to do, but this is incredibly...
it's a lot. Everything that I thought this would be, it's not so far. In that...
What did you think?
Well, I just didn't think it would be disgusting visibly, and it is. I thought... For some reason, I just imagine him eating little pieces of watermelon.
In a very dainty way.
Right.
Knife and fork, cutting it, yeah.
like a spoon maybe.
Yep.
And that's not a thing. He's just attacking the watermelon. I can also say with 100% confidence, there is no chance he'll eat this watermelon in 30 minutes. And I can say with confidence, I don't think he'll eat two watermelons in 4.5 hours. I've changed my mind on that. There's just so we said he has to eat all the way down to the white of the rind.
The rind
of the, what is it, a core? Is it a...
Edge?
What's it called, Ryan? You're the watermelon guy. What's that white and green part called?
I don't know. The watermelon? Like, I don't know.
Okay, it's not that.
The watermelon?
It's not the watermelon.
What is it, the watermelon?
Yeah, he's going to fail both of these, which is fine. I just want him to survive.
One comment just now on the Instagram Live. This may or may not turn into the pie scene from Stand By Me.
Well, the other thing that I am worried about is he is facing me.
Yep.
And he is, my shoe and his shoe are 2 feet apart.
How close are your Gene Chizik shoes to his?
Right now, if I stretch, I'll kick him in the toe.
Oh, man.
He's leaning over a trash can, which is a foot from my knee.
Yep.
That's the way I'll explain everything, buddy. That's going on.
I'm sorry, pal.
Quarterback Baker Mayfield didn't completely rule out the possibility of reconciliation with the Cleveland Browns on Tuesday in the event the NFL suspends Deshaun Watson for the entire 2022 season. This is via ESPN.com. Mayfield added that the Browns would have to be the ones to start any kind of reconciling. His quote was, "I think for that to happen, there would have to be some reaching out," Mayfield told reporters, "but we're ready to move on, I think, on both sides," end quote. What do you make of this idea that the Browns could still start Baker Mayfield this season? They've known Watson might get suspended. They went and got Jacoby Brissett. My thought was so that he could be their starter. I don't think there's any way Mayfield is their QB1. People still act like that might be the case. It would shock me. I think there's a way better chance he's starting for the Seahawks in the first month of the season than the Browns.
Well, it's now so incredibly awkward, right? Because everybody made their bed, everyone said their piece, and everyone's quote-unquote moved on, but now it's one of those, hey, we still kind of need each other. We can't get a deal we want for you, and nobody really wants you, so you want to play for us? I mean, listen, all things equal. Now, let's pretend we're in a vacuum here. Let's pretend that the water isn't under the bridge. Let's pretend that we didn't have all the inflammatory Baker Mayfield moments. He's their best quarterback option if Deshaun Watson can't play.
Yes.
He is.
Not by much. I mean,
it's a dubious honor, but
is he an improvement enough over Jacoby Brissett to justify the annoyance and the aggravations and the problems that come along with doing business with him? I'm not sure that I would say that.
Well, that's why I say if all things are equal, all things are not equal. I mean, the personality is personality. For me, if I'm Cleveland, I go, there's no option where Baker Mayfield takes a snap from me after everything that's happened, as pissy as he's been. No, thank you.
So let's make predictions next on where in week one Mayfield is, Jimmy Garoppolo is, who's apparently advanced now in his rehab and could end up being moved before the start of the season if San Francisco decides they want to do that. Where will those two guys be? Is there any chance that Mayfield stays with the Browns? Who starts the most games this year for Cleveland? Could it be Deshaun Watson? We can get into all of that next. Plus, an update, as we are now 7 of 30 minutes down on Ryan's watermelon challenge. Now, he's got one of the 4 boats of watermelon set aside that's like 95% eaten. Are we calling that eaten right
there's
here?
A little too much red for me there.
There's a lot of red.
A little too much. Not much. You still got a little cleanup work to do there.
Are you planning on that being eaten, or are you going back to that well later?
I'm going to go back to that well later, I think. I think I'm just going to try to get to these.
How are you feeling right now?
I feel good. Like, honestly, this is fine. Like, I love watermelon. Like, this is a perfectly fine challenge.
All right, I'm taking this to video at Grant H. Paulson on Instagram during the break. You can go check us out there, and we will return with an update in just a few minutes. 7 minutes, 43 seconds and counting. He's about a quarter of the way done. So, I wouldn't say right now he's favored to pull it off, but he is on a trajectory that would give him some type of shot. There's a lot of hate is still putting this
He ball. Has a chance now.
All right, Instagram Live coming up in a moment. We're Grant and Danny. This is The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. The clock right now of the 30 minutes Ryan has been allotted to eat a full watermelon is at 15 minutes and 20 seconds. So we are halfway through, and he has got two boats, about 90% eaten each, set aside. He's going to have to go back and finish a lot of the red at the very base of those two canoes of watermelon, but he is now on to and just taken the first giant bite out of the third canoe of watermelon as we are now approaching about 14 minutes remaining in his challenge.
Puncher's chance. The pace is slowed down, understandably. That breakneck pace at the beginning, at the outset, where he made his face all red and disgusting, no one can keep that up except for world record holders who do an entire one of these things in less time than we've already spent. But Ryan, for our dude, is crushing it right now.
So
he's got a shot.
Immensely impressed. Everything he said about how much he loves watermelon and consumes lots of it and eats a bunch of it, all of that is being proven true. Would you say right now, what's your mindset like? How do you feel? I mean, he looks horrendous. He just looks.
Don't look. I'm telling you, you can't look at
but
him.
But he looks spent. He looks exhausted. How do you feel?
I feel fine. It's good. It's a good watermelon.
All right, we will add injury time here if we've made him talk a couple times, like soccer style.
Stoppage time.
Yeah, we'll add some stoppage
time.
Give him
an extra 20 seconds or something.
30.
30? We might give you 30. Do you think you have any chance? Because you're past the midway point. You have technically zero boats completed. I mean, you have two set aside that are like 90-plus percent done.
Sounds like you guys have forgotten a really important quote to the D.C. area. As once Davey Martinez once said, bumpy roads lead to beautiful places, everybody.
He was talking about watermelon.
He was talking about watermelon.
Bumpy watermelons lead to beautiful disasters. Thank God for that trash can. All right, let's make our quarterback predictions while Ryan gets back to work, and we'll check in with him in a minute. So, Baker Mayfield, week one, ends up where?
I think he's stuck in Cleveland. I don't think a deal happens. I don't think anybody's going to pony up the price that they want. I think it'll be just this weird purgatory thing where he's just sort of there. He's just kind of around, maybe backing up Jacoby Brissett after a lengthy suspension comes in for Deshaun Watson.
I think there's no chance he's in Cleveland. I think Baker Mayfield is in Seattle. I bet you he's a Seahawk, and I'm not convinced he won't start over Drew Lock. Maybe they give Lock the initial opportunity, depending on when Mayfield comes in, because you know he's got a lot to learn and get up to speed. But he'll be breathing on the back of his neck, I think, and I'll bet you he is a Seahawk. What about Jimmy Garoppolo? And I should point out, don't touch the on-off mic anymore, Ryan, because it's getting disgusting. I'm going to handle that, and or Darius can do that. So for you, watermelon fingers, let's stay away from the
old watermelon
all these buttons. Because when someone comes in here and goes, why won't anything work? It's going to be that an entire watermelon's worth of goo is all over the board.
Why are my hands so sticky?
So let's control that for you here moving forward. Jimmy Garoppolo, week one, where is he?
I don't have a great feel for this one either because of the health. I think everyone's waiting to see that he's healthy, so this might happen later than we think. I've always felt Carolina, and I don't have a good reason for that. I don't think they're even one of the odds favorites. I haven't seen them really mentioned alongside rumors there, but they need somebody. They need a good season. Their coach is on do or die moment right now. You get McCaffrey back, have a guy hand it off and check it down a bunch of times. That's kind of what he's there to do, to be the veteran leader. It makes sense to me. I feel like they would rather have that than whatever Baker Mayfield brings to the table. I've always felt Carolina, even though I haven't seen that a ton.
I actually think Garoppolo will be the starter in San Francisco. which would bring on the obvious question, what does that 49ers staff actually think at this point of the guy they traded up to go get and they gave up the farm for, who they took in the top three, Trey Lance? Because if he is the real deal, and if you really are convinced he is going to be a championship-level passer, then you would think by the start of his second season, you'd want him on the field athletically from a tool standpoint. If they keep Garoppolo around, he can protect the football. He did that last year. You've been to a Super Bowl and to an NFC Championship game with him, kind of in spite of him. The ceiling is low. The floor is probably higher than Lance's. It's an organizational philosophy that says you don't know what Lance is still, or you don't trust Lance. And that would actually be, in some ways, for me, a detriment to the development of the quarterback you gave up so much for. So I'm going to be fixated on this decision. I think Garoppolo's their starter in week one. If they were to trade him, though, how about this? What about Cleveland as a landing spot?
Wouldn't that be interesting?
You're moving the Mayfield contract, presumably, either in a trade or by way of releasing him, so you don't have to worry as much about him actively being in the quarterback room, that money as a as an active piece. If you take on, say, half or so of that salary and he goes to Seattle, or even if you cut him and he signs elsewhere, maybe you bring in Garoppolo and he starts over Brissett. Watson suspended. That money's not on your books. Mayfield's not there. Jacoby Brissett and what else in that QB room? What about the Browns, who are playoff built outside of QB? They bring in Garoppolo to do what he did in San Francisco.
Yeah, it's not crazy.
Like, go throw 23 touchdowns and 13 picks and don't lose us games.
Well, think about who they are. Think about what the Browns are, right? It's a two-headed monster at running back. It's, you know, decent enough weapons, a defense that's designed to take it away and bother you. A pretty good offensive line. They're not in the market. And listen, they'd prefer Deshaun Watson be able to play. Obviously, you could have someone that's a prolific passer, you know, back there slinging dimes, throwing for 4K and, you know, 30-some touchdowns. But you don't need that to win nine games. You don't need that to be a playoff contender, right? Now, this division, I think, is going to be really tough. I think Baltimore bounces back if Lamar Jackson's healthy. You know, Pittsburgh's not going to be out of it for too long. So it's, you know, and Cincinnati obviously coming off a Super Bowl appearance. So you're not just going to cakewalk to a division championship and the, you know, 10-11 wins they had a couple years ago. But that's a smart sort of interim play, right? Who's a better caretaker? And it just turned out that Jimmy G's been a caretaker in San Francisco for, you know, what is it, half a decade now at this point, right? He's been caretaking for a while, waiting for the next big thing. Well, if that doesn't come, then, you know, he ends up getting a little bit of longevity. But that's perfect. That is the perfect seat warmer for when and if Deshaun Watson's finally able to play.
My guess is still that Brissett ends up starting the most games for the Browns. Watson suspended. Mayfield isn't there. They don't bring in Garoppolo or anybody else. And they end up falling a little bit short of being a playoff team. That's how I see it playing out. You have to guess right now who starts the most games for Cleveland, Brissett or the field?
Brissett.
Yeah, I think that was their plan. I think that's what they designed. All right, it's very distracting because there's a lot of noise being made.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can hear it, but
I can hear it.
There is coughing. There's snorting.
Don't look at him.
There's burping. So, Ryan, let me tag you in here to get a little update. You're like, I'd say 75, 80% of the way through the third watermelon canoe.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Feeling good.
You got all the seeds out of there, so I'm happy about that.
Not all complete, but yeah, I haven't been eating seeds.
My concern really was you eating the seeds. Like, if I had it to do over again.
I have other concerns.
I would have bought the seedless watermelon. Well, I didn't even think about it.
When I was a kid, I used to eat the sunflower seeds. Yep. I didn't know that you weren't supposed to eat them, and you were just supposed to, like, suck on them. So, I've been eating seeds my whole life.
How's the breathing? Like, there's a lot of noises. What are all the noises you're doing?
I couldn't tell it. I'm just trying to chow on this watermelon right now. And I'm doing just that. I know I have a little drippy nose situation, but I think we're doing good.
We are at 23 minutes and 14 seconds.
So we made him talk probably for a minute total. We can give him an extra minute, I think. I think that's fair. The vibe on my old Instagram Live has turned less positive. The comments have turned to negative town a little bit.
Yeah. Well, the pace is slowing.
Yeah, he's not feeling good. He's
Are
wearing it a little bit.
Are you filling up at all?
A little bit.
Because it is a lot of water. I mean, a watermelon at its core is about 90% water.
Uh-huh.
And at some point, that hits your stomach, and it's just going to pummel you.
There's volume.
He's also doing this bit now where he just takes his fingers into the middle of the watermelon and, like, peels back like he's Morgan Freeman in Robin Hood, you know, when they're, like, tearing into that fruit at the beginning. Where he's just, I mean, it's the grossest thing you've ever seen with, like, finger tracks all the way through the watermelon. And now what just happened wasn't radio friendly. He needed to relieve himself a little bit, I believe. So he forced that one out.
Oh, dear.
Luckily away from me.
Oh, dear.
Which is nice.
You cracked the wind there, Hoss.
Is it, you make a little room there? Where are you at on his chances with about 6 minutes left?
The odds are starting to look a little tall here.
A little bleak.
Yeah, it's a little bit bleaker. We're giving an extra minute and change.
He sets the canoes aside, by the way, each time, and each of the three have had more red left in them. The first one was like 90% eaten. The next one about 84%. This one about like 77%, something like that. So I'd like to advocate that you slow your roll on the 30-minute challenge. You punt on that. It's not going to happen. And you just start thinking big picture. Slow down. Play the long game. Two watermelons in a show. Rather than losing both potentially by overdoing it now, maybe, Ryan, you just say the 30 minutes.
Strategy here.
That would have been world class. I'm not going to pull that off. Why? You see, like, why sprint?
Oh, God.
That's tough. That was tough. Why sprint?
I don't know. I said I would do it. I got to do it. It's that simple. I'm a man of my word. I got to. I said I would. I will.
But it's an impossibility.
Nah, not really.
If you said, I'm going to give you $1 million by the end of the day, Danny, you can't just keep trying to give him $1 million. You don't have $1 million. You can't get it.
That's fair.
There's no way you can finish this watermelon.
I'm going to try a new strategy then.
What's your strategy? You got to tell into that mic.
Bare hand it, just grabbing it like a bear grabbing a salmon and just ripping out the seeds and then just throwing it down the gullet.
All right, so he's got 7 minutes. Giving him a little extra time because we talked to him.
Yeah.
You got 7 minutes to finish that bad boy. Let's go.
All right. Let's go. We'll check in with him in a moment. I will fire up Instagram Live again, Grant H. Paulson, if you want to go watch him during the break. And next, I actually want to, speaking of food, I want to get into Jesse Winker's last 48 hours. He's the guy that started the brawl for the Mariners.
It's unusual. I'll say that.
So two things happened that were amazing to me. Number one, a fan who was fired up that he defended his teammates and got into a brawl sent him a pizza. While they were sitting in Seattle to the clubhouse in L.A. where the Angels play, and somehow the pizza got to him. Like, they called and ordered, like, Domino's or whatever, and they said, go to the ballpark, visitor's clubhouse, give this pizza to Jesse Winker. And he actually got the pizza and ate it. How is that a thing that can actually be pulled off? And then he got a standing ovation from the crowd last night for starting a melee that led to 12 people getting suspended, which felt weird, but here we are. We'll talk about that next on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Top of the hour at 3, Niyama Ramani, who is an attorney with some insight on what's going to happen with Dan Snyder. Will we ever see him answer questions from the House Oversight Committee? We'll get our answer in 20 minutes.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Wiping his face with onto the table in front of him. Does that mean you are done? It's all over?
Yes. I think it's all over. You know?
That's a hell of an effort, man.
It was.
And so, I behind the scenes here, there are three people in this room. One is on my side of the table, Grant and Ryan on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
During the commercial break, two of the three people in this room almost threw up. There were sounds that are precursors to Vomitov cocktails. That was
no,
one.
No more of that.
Yeah,
whatever
Grant,
that is.
And Grant had to look away. I mean, ew. But seriously, unbelievable showing. That's like 96% of that giant watermelon was gone.
He did a really good job. The I could have done without a few things that happened during this process.
Yeah.
Personally. But Ryan, I am immensely impressed.
Thank you.
I am blown away by how much watermelon you ate. And I can't say this with conviction at this point, but I would say, if I had to guess, you're probably going to survive.
Yes. I'll be fine. I honestly feel fine. It's just, I'm full.
Yeah, you get full, man.
So what about the other watermelon? Are we throwing in the towel on the challenge of two in one show?
It's going to be a game time decision, I think. It's me again.
Well, the game starts now.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, you got to strategize your next 3.5 hours.
Hold on. Darius is saying loudly in the other room, but I can't hear him.
Throw in the towel. I mean, you just look miserable right now.
He looks terrible.
He looks awful. His entire face is as red as the watermelon.
Who needs to have their nose wiped, number one. Number two, your face is so red. There is nothing to be gained by you pushing forward here for anyone involved.
You're probably right.
Like, I think your credibility is not only at stake. I think everyone's impressed. I'm tweeting out the picture of what remains of this whole watermelon. I'm going to say after 30 minutes. And I would say, if you had to guess, Danny, I would say he ate
95, 96%. It's a really high percentage of the red on that watermelon was devoured in a little over 30 minutes because we had him talk a couple times because it's radio. So we had to make him pause. But unbelievably impressive.
Are
Seriously.
You proud of yourself? Disappointed? Frustrated?
Disappointed.
Tired?
I'm a little more disappointed in myself because I didn't eat anything prior to this. And then I heard, I guess, the way to go in eating competitions is to like stuff your stomach the night before or something. And I didn't do that. I didn't even have dinner last night.
Mm.
And I didn't even have breakfast this morning.
Shrink
I just
your
had
stomach.
Coffee. I did have a bag of beef jerky as well before.
He did do that. I saw that.
That was only like 60 calories.
Well, that's the nice combo you want, the beef jerky with a 17 pounds of watermelon.
If I would have gotten him a seedless, I think he would have pummeled it.
Well, because it's a smaller volume, but I also agree with you. But that's part of the process because he was so braggadocious about...
Yeah, he said he wanted seeded, but I should have eyeballed it and said, no mortal man can do that. Let's give him a seedless round sucker. I blame myself.
Don't blame yourself.
No.
Don't blame yourself. Because remember, the whole point of this was, with all due respect, Ryan, you just went through this, his ridiculous boast that he could do it in 30 minutes. We were going to give him an hour.
That's true.
We said an hour, and he goes, no, 30 minutes.
I still think he could do it in an hour if he decides he's going to.
Oh, I think he could do it in an hour.
Easily.
Yeah.
I mean, look at this.
Are you going to try to do it in an hour?
I don't think I can. I think once he stopped.
He just said easily. I mean, look at this, easily. And then he said... I don't think I can. So it can't be easily and then that you can't.
I'm just so full right now. Like, I just don't want to know what the other side is. Like, I'm pretty dang full.
Well, I can tell you as the guy sitting next to you, I also don't want to know what the other side is. I don't even know what that means, and I definitely don't want to know. The picture I posted, Danny, look at my Twitter, at Grant H. Paulson. He looks like The Undertaker. His eyes are going into the back of his head as he's trying to chow down in the final minute. On that watermelon.
Let me see it.
Poor guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. That's hard to look at. That was right before he made one of those squelching sounds that almost made you gag and look away.
Someone here actually says, we're being crazy. That watermelon is 100% eaten.
No. With all due respect, sir or madam, who's tweeting that.
I would even say the first one maybe is really close. The last couple, there are...
They're red ridges.
There's enough watermelon there that I could feed my kid for lunch.
Yes, that is true. Yeah, there is some on the last two pieces especially. I think the first one, I think I housed that, though. Like, I think I killed it.
It's
like,
pretty clean.
The only reason we didn't give you the credit for that is what the agreed-upon description was there's no red left.
That's true.
Which was probably a little bit bullish on our part. I would say the first one in hindsight is really, really close, maybe even a win. The other three, a little bit more to be desired. But I don't want this to be a negative thing. I don't want this to be any kind of a critique of you in any negative, nefarious way. What you did should inspire millions listening right now. And millions.
Millions. Now, when we do this again, what have you learned? Like, what do you feel about your strategy and stuff?
Again?
Yeah.
Oh.
So here's what I've learned is that I have to fill myself up. I have to expand my stomach with something carby, like maybe the night before.
A little pasta.
Or like a pasta thing. Because I did look it up prior to the show saying that Joey Chestnut did do that. And that was like kind of his way to open up his stomach, I guess. I don't know how you would say that. And, oh, man, that is an ugly picture.
Is that your new Tinder profile pic there?
I know. I didn't even notice that this is a bad picture.
That
is apologize.
Awful.
I'm happy to remove it if you'd like. Those four chunks of water. I was just zoomed in on the watermelons. So you were just kind of shrapnel in that photo.
Yeah, I love how CK's finally poked his head out of the office.
Well, now he's been so nervous.
He's been over there rubbing his hair that's left on his head right away. He's been like, oh, man, this is going to get off the rails.
Oh, he's a relieved guy right now.
I just want to say on behalf of the entire show, we're proud of you.
Seriously.
Thank you.
Here.
That's a gutsy effort.
Heck of a job.
Thank you, guys.
Ryan Eats It All, ladies and gentlemen. Ryan Eats It All is the name of the game.
Mm-hmm.
The first of many installments. CK's favorite new enjoyable segment. He's shaking his head no. What is he going to tackle next? Adam Richman, man versus world style.
Like
man eats the world.
Like a very aggressive sushi.
Oh, no.
Like a huge, no?
He can't sit next to me for any more of the challenges. Other room, we'll set up a table and make sure it's clean.
You couldn't handle it, dude.
It was disgusting. It was because he ate at the pace as if he had to eat everything in 1 minute. It was disgusting.
Think about those sounds.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Let's check in with a lawyer on what's going to happen next with Dan Snyder in a moment.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.